sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you like that theme music. I wrote it about 25, 30 years ago. I didn't write the music, just the words to that. And after penning that, and there's a double entendre there, but after doing that song, creating that song, I found out that the phoenix was intended to be the original bird on the U.S. bird, but I'll find out more information on that later. Hey, I want to share with you today an open letter to the Idaho delegation written by a friend of mine who publishes the Idaho Observer. He's writing in reserve in to the Idaho congressional delegates and 402 other House members' decision to pass H.R. 1995 on October 23rd, 2007. The bill might as well be called Thought Crimes Act of 2007 because it identifies anyone who disagrees with the policies of government as potentially violent homegrown terrorists. By extension, those deemed guilty of crimes created by the act would be subject to the unwarranted searches, seizures, indefinite detainments, and torture techniques the Bush administration's terror warriors are notoriously capable of inflicting on its prisoners. Never has such a vote in Congress affected me so deeply, says Don Hargens. It represents the moment most of us have been anticipating for some time. Government injustice has become so blind that an American majority has been damaged by it, and government's legislative response to growing dissent is not to correct the injustices, but to classify those who complain about them as terrorists. This, I believe, Don Hargan says, is government making a fatal mistake. How long can a minority, no matter how well armed, continue projecting power once it begins persecuting the majority as enemies of the state? It has finally become apparent why I have been witness to the full spectrum of city, county, state, and federal abuses since June 1995. For almost 13 years, regular folks have been coming to me with their stories and documents proving how and why government abusers stole their property and or destroyed their lives. With clarity uncommon to other aspects of my life, I can recall every person and every horror story in its chronological order from 1995 to present. I can too. What does this portend for our future? The God knows, but we can be certain that the horror stories are real and they were told to us for a reason. We'll be right back, and I'll take your calls. I'm just taking calls today. 800-313-9443. I'm Clay Douglas. I'm the free American for a while.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right. I'm very happy that my guest has called in today. I couldn't call him to remind him because my cell phone that I had his number in dove into a water glass and it hasn't come back up yet. Robert Booty, welcome, sir.
Morning. Good morning, Clay. How are you?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Wonderful. Your voice sounds good. I'm sorry, last time we were, you know, semi-emergency. That's why I couldn't be on the 7th.
That's all right, sir. No problem. No problem
I'm just glad
that you called in today because I really want to have you on every Monday.
Okay.
And I need to get your phone number or put your phone number out there.
Okay, my phone number?
Put it out.
The cell phone?
If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, and I need to get a hold of you, too.
Okay, the cell phone is on me all the time. It's 909-801-9383.
Okay. All right.
And the house number is, you have it.
Go ahead.
The house number is 909-795-2768.
2768?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Great. And where do you preach, Robert? If somebody wanted to come hear you...
after pastoring the church for a quarter of a century here and 10 years in Damascus, moved to Loma Linda and Cala Mesa, and I devoted my entire time to the Royal Institute for World Peace. And so I travel a lot, but we do Bible study whenever we called, and here at home we have a regular Bible study.
This Institute of World Peace?
Yes.
What is that doing? Do you have a staff, and how can I help?
You can help immensely by letting us share the fundamentals of the gospel of peace, the mandate that the churches have literally abandoned, letting the world remember. I'll touch on that later on. But we need to be together like the logs. If you separate the logs, you don't have a fire. But if you put them together, you have a great amount of energy that go forward and really solve the problem.
Have you heard of synchronicity?
Yes.
You know, I think that's God at work.
Yes.
And what you're talking about right now is really the problem that I'm faced with. I thought I had a companion. I thought I had a supporter. I thought that was going to work out, and it just didn't. It hasn't. I'm not going to throw stones or anything about that. It just didn't work out, and it seems that that's a problem, that people don't want to work together. People don't want to build upon what has already been built, and they don't want to... They just have a hard time, I think, working within a structure.
Well, if I may say this, America is a divinely established country, a uniquely established and structured. And you see at the last statement of the Declaration of Independence, is the vow that everyone should be able to take together. It says, for the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. I guarantee you, if we do not take that oath seriously and work together and pledge it to one another, that's why we see our country going down.
The person I had working with me that you met,
yes,
just sort of backed out of the whole relationship because I don't know whether I wasn't making money fast enough, if things weren't happening fast enough, but the publishing a magazine is a cumulative effect.
Uh-huh.
You know, the people are still getting the magazine. They're still doing that, so you know, you'd have to have an organization that works together to stay together.
You bet.
Or it doesn't work.
It's a marriage. Look at that declaration. I mean, if you pledge your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor, what else is there?
Well, yeah. if you love the money more than you love your country or the relationship, then it just don't work.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And that seems to me to be what the problem is with the corporations, with the corporate America today. And
yeah.
Before you came on, I started to read what Don Harkins, who publishes the Idaho Observer, he and his wife do that. He wrote a letter about H.R. 1955, which just passed the Congress by 404 members.
Uh-huh.
Are you aware of that? Do you know what that one that is?
I don't know the details. But
That's the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007.
Yeah.
And Robert, my friend Don Harkins is the publisher and editor there. He says that in this sense, it was the sense of Congress on October 23rd, 2007, that the U.S. government needed a law to address the violent radicalization of homegrown terrorists who desire political, religious, or social change in America. It's not logical and proper for Congress to conclude that Americans are spontaneously and without cause becoming violently radicalized homegrown terrorists. Therefore, if homegrown Americans are radicalizing into violent terrorists, logic and parliamentary procedure demand that Congress first identify a cause before criminalizing an effect. Since Congress did not identify a cause before passing H.R. 1995, but did include a provision expressing an interest in finding out what could be causing Americans to violently radicalize, allow me to enlighten you. This country has changed dramatically since we were in kindergarten during the 50s and 60s. While our parents and grandparents were in charge and we were growing up, the government first had to prove that crimes had been committed before people could be arrested for them. Now, while our generation is in charge, on our watch, people can be arrested on hearsay or no say for crimes or even non-crimes that may or may not be committed in the future and detain us indefinitely without due process. The government has also decided it can torture those whom it takes into custody. These conditions above alone qualify as cause, but there's more. Government policies have us perpetually at war with enemies imagined and manufactured, have generated a level of public debt greater than our combined assets, are the root cause of widespread personal bankruptcies and home foreclosures, and are responsible for the ever overtaxed fiat dollars, rapid devaluation against world currencies, and have participated in epidemics of chronic illnesses and neurological anomalies. Government waste, abuse, warmongering, perversion, racketeering, corruption at every level in America is so well reported as to be global common knowledge. Cause, singular, is now causes. And in the interest of homeland security, the government justifies tracking Americans' movements, listening to our conversations, monitoring our financial transactions, and curiously, the same government has allowed an estimated 15 to 40 million undocumented aliens across the southern border to live in our country illegally. And these illegals are causing tremendous social tension in America, and they are giving birth to an estimated 500,000 anchor babies, government-entitled recipients each year, straining public resources to their limits. I'd say that's a pretty good summation of what's happening right now, especially
yes.
this homegrown terrorism bill.
But
okay. Okay, I'll take him in just a moment.
But
okay, Don, I'll get to you in just a moment. But Robert,
yes.
Wouldn't you say that's a pretty accurate description of what's happening in America?
Yes, pretty accurate, but and I agree wholeheartedly with it. But it's very, very important to address the causes. Now he's talking about consequences, and so when we wallow in consequences, of course, most of those consequences become reasons and causes for other consequences. But the first page. The first page of the Declaration of Independence, this law is trying to undo the duty. It's the duty and the right of the people to alter a government when their government, government.
You know, what I've said here, this whole homegrown terrorism, radicalization, it's a lie, it's a bull, because what we're trying to do, I feel like it's aimed at people like me and you,
yeah.
simply won't. The government that we our founding fathers fought the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire.
You know why? You know why? It's a very pure joke. You know why the sun never sat on the English Empire? Because God doesn't trust the British in the dark.
I believe that. All right, well, I'll take my caller now. Go ahead. Is it John?
Hello.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Clay, good morning. I think the S-1959 should be renamed the Government Tyranny and Public Suppression Act because the government is bankrupting our society and collapsing our nation.
You're absolutely right, sir. And Ron Paul is the only candidate that's telling the people that. And they went and seized Liberty Dollars, privately printed coins with Ron Paul's picture on it. The government seized that because they didn't want it out anymore. The NRA refused to let Ron Paul, to even put Ron Paul on their website as a presidential candidate beside Hillary and Barrack.
Well, they showed their true colors.
Well, that's it. And what we're talking about here, you know, I am not a radical revolutionary. I love my Constitution. I took an oath to uphold it and defend it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, when I was 17 years old.
Correct.
So I'm not the radical here. It's the people in charge of the government that is the radical. Now, hang on. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Robert Booty as my guest today. And if you'll stay on, I'll get you so you can...
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. I've got a caller on. My guest is Robert Booty from the World Institute for Peace. The Rothschild formula on page 41 of this issue of the Free America tells you exactly what it is. They say the ultimate obstacle is a government which declines to finance wars through debt. Although this seldom happens, when it does, it will be necessary to encourage internal political opposition, insurrection, revolution, to replace that government with one that's more compliant at our will. The assassination of heads of state could play an important role here. The no nation can be allowed to remain military stronger than its adversaries, for this could lead to peace and a reduction of debt. And that's why we, the people that are talking about peace, that are talking about removing the Federal Reserve, the Rothschild influence from our country, we are the terrorists because we want peace. And they tell you right here, they tell you that we must always proclaim the virtues of peace. The unspoken objective is perpetual war. And, all right, sir, did you have another comment? I'll let you get your last word in, sir.
Sure. The ancient iniquity of double think, double talk, double speak, double act is the banner of the Rothschild.
That is it's not the New World Order, it's the Old World Order. And as far as I'm concerned, and I'll get Robert's opinion on this, he's a lot more qualified to quote Scripture in the Bible than I am, You know, I think that the money changers, Jesus ran out of the temple, are still with us. All they did is change the name of the temple. Now they call the temple the Federal Reserve or the Bank of England.
It is so. It is no other way.
All right, sir. Free American, if you haven't got your subscription yet or got copies of that to pass out to your neighbors, you can do that by calling 888-678-1444. And tell your friends about the show. And we've got to do what I started to do 10 years ago. I started telling you what the New World Order is, what it's about, who's doing it, and why. And it's more important now than ever with this new H.R. 1959 bill out.
Thank you, Clay.
Thank you, sir. Robert?
Yes. First of all, when we look at the government, and I would like to call the form of the American government governed men. It's not like the government around the world. These are different, and we came out of it when I came to this country and swore allegiance to become a citizen, naturalized. I told the top two men in the country here, I said, sir, there is a fundamental difference between my oath and yours. He said, how so? I said, you took an oath to get a job as lofty, as important as a vice president and a president is in this country, but I swore an oath to become a citizen. And man, we had a 5,000 members of the audience standing ovation for that. The fact is, we, the American people, and I was born in Syria. I grew up in an evangelical home. I was called the John Wayne. My brother hit me almost half to death because he was going with the communists then. The fact is, when you come here and you study this is a history, and you see what's going on here, you cannot help but address the fact of the behavior and the conduct of the American government as, in the dialectical sense, the other side of the coin. I mean, we had the world communism, and we had the Cold Wars, and we bragged and prided ourselves with being American. But believe me, American communism is the bedrock of every communist movement throughout the world. Unless you address the government, the public servant sector, and indict them as being communists, all the things we are saying is not going to do much good. You have to yes.
I've said, I'm not the first to be attacked and to be demonized, and I've got the story in this issue of the Free American of Joe McCarthy, who they demonized so badly that they made McCarthyism a bad word because, some of Roosevelt's best friends were communists.
Well, look at me. Here I could say to you, when Jesus was also labeled as a chief demon, and he was plotting against Rome, it was them that were plotting against Rome. It was them that were forging weapons in the caves and the caverns against Rome. Jesus said, my kingdom is not yet of this world, otherwise my servant would fight. But he set Pilate's heart at ease. In other words, the kingdom is not a threat to Rome. Rome is part of the kingdom, because to have a structure like Rome, and 70 years later, or 40 years later, that generation, the Roman army marched on Judea and wiped out the system completely, the system of abomination. They call it the abomination of desolation. But here, if we do not indict, here, if you have a pet, a lion, for instance, and Ezekiel talks about that, a lion pet go devouring your children and the neighbor's children, and throughout the community, the devastation. What do? Do you keep him?
No.
No.
And that's why we are not the rebels here. We are not the terrorists here. Well, the government has become the terrorist, and it is up to us.
It is
the duty
virtue.
Of the people.
Clay, it's
hang on
virtue.
A minute. We'll get that comment after these messages.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, and we'll take your call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, we're back. And Robert, if we're putting our faith in God, if we're trusting Jesus, we cannot really trust the Pentagon or any of the politicians there.
Let me finish that. The point. The point is, we, the people, are responsible for the conduct of our government, and it is when we stop the blame, we stop the blame. Okay, and we start like I mentioned, the Declaration of Independence and the oath seriously. This is nothing. Nothing will maintain America except the elements that created America. You cannot support a structure like the Founding Fathers established with individualistic people who want to work on their own, let me do it my way, let me do it. It wasn't that. That's not the way to maintain America. America is the kingdom of God, okay? And the kingdom of God has happened to be plowed with tares and thistles and briars and all, you know. But We must. It's our duty. If we do not want to use the sword, it is our duty to rein in our government. You can't blame them because that's their instinct. They have lived all these years on greed and lust, and the lust of killing. Terrorism is an art to them because they do it from beyond the horizon. I mean, you look under their fingers, all the technology in the world, they could blow anything in the world and blame it on terrorists.
That's right. And that's called false flag operations, and they've done it a number of times. Israel is pretty infamous for that.
Well, just recently, last week, they blew the pipeline that came down from Canada. It was F-15 and F-16, whatever it is that... I don't want to deal with these top secrets, but that's what happened. They blew the pipeline in Mexico. Why? Because they are cornering the American people. They're going to devastate our energy resources and then give us a drop at a time.
And by the way, we have more oil under Colorado than they do in Saudi Arabia.
Sure, but see, the argument here, with whom are you talking, what are you giving, to whom? Who is the recipient? If the American people do not polish their national consciousness demands that 56 of us, 56 men of us, look at it. The Founding Fathers were 56, and they were terrorists, according to established things then. They were called terrorists. They were chased as terrorists. And believe me, the perils of our birth were far greater and far more dangerous than the perils we face today.
All right.
So what are we doing?
Just a minute, Robert.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Mike in New York. Welcome to the Free American Hour, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
You're joining
yes.
Robert Booty and Clay Douglas. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my call, Clay. And gentlemen, just wanted to mention that the good news is that these traitors, the domestic enemies nesting in our government, are moving abruptly now, and most of the sheeple in this country that were unaware of the treason occurring and thinking that all the people like yourself over the years were crazy are now starting to realize you're not crazy, and these guys are up to no good. So they're revealing themselves more than they probably were hoping to, and they're really waking everybody up. I'm seeing more and more people that thought I was crazy for many years realizing, Michael, everything you said 10, 15 years ago is happening. It's unbelievable.
You're absolutely right on that, Michael. Everything that I told you in the Free American 10 years ago, they're talking about on CNN today.
Yes, sir. And that's the good news, because now more and more Americans are needing to wake up. They have no choice. They can't deny what they're seeing and hearing themselves. And they're going to come and support the truth like you guys have been supporting for so many years. The good news, gentlemen, is the Lord never loses. The Lord never fails. The light of God can never be extinguished by darkness. These SOB commie Nazi traitors are going down, and are going to go down hard.
Thank God.
All right.
They're not going to stop the good Lord from taking his country, the United States of America, the new Israel with the true Christian heritage that was going to be the beacon for the whole world. They're not going to stop him from creating his new world order, which is individual liberty from one end of the globe to the other, gentlemen.
And we're talking, if I said I would have no problem with the UN if they based it upon our Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Amen to that. But
because
the whole world,
we always have been for 200 years, the light of the world. Now they're grooming us to take the place of the English Empire.
Yes.
We can't allow that to happen.
Clay, the United States is the perfect United Nation.
Yes, sir.
And it's the regathered land of... that's why the 12 tribes are regathered here. The fact is that The United Nations is a fake, is a fabrication, and it's a counterfeit of what America ought to be.
Yes, sir.
Robert is so 100% on the money. You guys know exactly what's going on, and hopefully more and more Americans are going to be able to tune in to you guys, because you guys know exactly what's happening here and the true history of this country.
Amen.
And unfortunately, not too many people know that George Washington and the Founding Fathers considered themselves the new Israelites on an exodus, being led directly by the divine hand of God into land with unbelievable freedoms. And that's why George Washington would not allow any form of monarchy to be created here. And the people couldn't understand that. He says, what do you mean a country without a king? That was unfathomable to the mindset of people back in those days. Every country had a king. And so look where George Washington started off. Because of his devotion to the Lord, he made sure that this country, the only king it would ever have, was Jesus himself. And so, unfortunately, modern Americans have no idea about that right now, but they will in the future again, as the Lord reveals the whole truth to the Americans and they realize their destiny. And what General McClellan actually even seen in a vision just before Gettysburg erupted, when Washington appeared to him, and McClellan stated that Washington made him aware of what they went through during the birth of this country and all the difficulties. Just like Robert said, it was unbelievable, all the challenges. And yet, because of the divine providence of the Lord, they overcame and surmounted every obstacle. Now, during the Civil War breakout, they're facing more obstacles to dissolve this union that God wants to keep intact. And George explained to him that in the future, once our country matures and the people appreciate all the gifts that God has given them and they know how to use it wisely and unselfishly, then our country is going to become so great, gentlemen, that every country in the world will be envious and want to emulate us.
Not they tried to do that.
Every
Rhodesia
had
to
already.
Do that. Rhodesia tried to do that. They based their whole constitution on our constitution.
Argentina,
Brazil. And wiped them out.
Sure. Those commie SOBs are going down, gentlemen.
All right, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
God bless.
And by the way, Virgil told us back in a long, long time ago, do not give in to evil, but proceed ever more boldly against it. And the Robert Jackson of the U.S. Supreme Court said it's not the function of the government to keep the citizens from falling into error. It is the function of the citizen to keep the government from falling into error. And that's what we need to do, isn't it, Robert?
Yes, absolutely. This is the way I keep harping on this. It is our responsibility, not theirs. They are delinquent. They are delinquent, believe me. And you know, the qualification to become the head of state here, what it is, the main quality or qualification ingredient? You know what it is?
No, sir. Tell me.
You have to be a puppet. You cannot move on your own.
That's right.
When you are a
puppet,
that's
why they've killed every president
qualified.
That wasn't being a puppet. Kennedy, Taft, and I expect they will try to do that with Ron Paul. I just hope that we can protect him, and I've volunteered to do that to Dr. Paul.
Well, We have to be healed, the people, at least the people who are now trying to awaken the country. We ourselves have to be healed from off the tendency and the disease of reactionarism. Reactionary behavior is just like for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. If all we can do is spend our energy and spin our wheels in the mud of reaction, reacting to them through blame and exposure, instead of focusing on what we must do, we must rein in this wild animal that is on the loose, devouring us and the nations of the world.
We've, they fomented the bankers, the Rothschild family, fomented the Civil War because they didn't want America. They saw America getting too powerful without a central bank. We were debt free.
Yes.
And they fomented the Civil War. It wasn't about slavery. It was about states' rights. And
yeah, it was about slavery. It was about pretending to free the blacks to enslave all the whites and the blacks.
That's right. That's right.
It was
right.
about slavery, but not as they describe it.
No, no. And today, they've refined the art of slavery to the point that the slaves don't know they're slaves. I'm not a slave, man. I can go out and get my pickup truck and go to get a beer.
Sure.
I'm not a slave.
Sure. It's all in the head. It's all in the head. The education, whether this the pulpit or the church or the podium or the university, they're all in the same communist mold. Dumb down the American mind and you'll rule the world because you betray America's friends through America. What a better way to get rid of your true friends, the true friends of this country, is that people looking up to America and all of a sudden they are stabbed in the back.
Well, you're from Syria.
Yes.
And they've tried to paint Iraq, Iran, and Syria as our enemies, our potential enemies. And this whole third world war that Bush keeps talking about and promising to start is basically pitting us again against our brothers. You know,
yes.
The North and the South were brothers.
Yes.
We were one family. We were America.
Yes.
And World War One and World War Two, we pitted America and England against our brothers in Germany.
Yes, and Germany and the rest of Europe.
And Italy, and put poets like Ezra Pound, who did a wonderful piece on Jesus that's included in this issue of the magazine, at a Free America.
Yes.
And that we put him in an insane asylum for 13 years for telling the truth about what was going on. And now, you know, World War II, we had England fighting in France and America and the Russians fighting Germany.
Yeah,
now we're going to get all of the Israelites, all the Israeli tribes fighting against our brothers, the Muslims,
yes.
The Arabs.
Yes, yes.
And they're trying to paint Syria as a Muslim state, but you're from Syria and you're Christian.
Syria was the largest Christian nation the first 1,000 years. Syria is the mother of the 12 tribes, the mother of the nations in Europe. Syria is Aram, blessed be the God of Shem. And Aramaic is the language of Syria. Syria's language is the language that God gave Adam and spoke to Noah, and Noah survived that with his son Shem, and Aram was Syria, and still is.
If what you're saying right now is the truth, and it is the truth, then what they're trying to do is the same thing they did in the Civil War, except make it a worldwide war, a brother against brother, family
yes.
against family,
yes.
nation against nation. And Jesus warned us about that.
Yes. Why do you think, what would keep us from, is the point, Clay, let me please explain this.
Go ahead.
The Lord said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its savor, it fits for nothing except to be thrown out and trodden under the foot of men. Now, the Christians, especially in the miraculous event of the United States where they had the absolute liberty to promulgate the true gospel, the enemies have already known that if they don't take this fortress America, they're going to lose. And when they came here, they first subverted the church. And the Civil War was a result of the subversion of the churches. Because that's where brother went against a brother. When you take the compassion and the love and the connection and the loyalty and the allegiance from the heart of and the mind of a man, what happened to him? He became a beast. And that's what happened. Don't dwell on the consequences. Let's look at the causes.
The problem we have today is how do you fight evil without becoming evil?
This is why the Lord
Jesus
said,
is the only rebel in history that solved that problem.
True. By not reacting, by keeping on doing the right thing. Righteousness is not something we have difficulty identifying. Righteousness is that by their fruit we shall know them. If we had godly men in the American government before the Civil War, and those people who left the Congress and left the evil spirit of Abraham Lincoln without forum, completely without forum. It was illegal to operate the government when the South left. But he did that. He did that with Karl Marx's inspiration and Engels, and he told him, Lincoln, do not war, don't go to war constitutionally, go to war revolutionarily. This is how they recreated the United States. But back to the point of the salt. Where are the Christians today? They are packing up to leave. They are going to rapture and going, leaving America. Can you imagine, is there any heaven that God could provide for human beings better than America? And look what we have done to
it. This is our heaven, or it's our hell, right here on Earth.
Right here.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here. We'll take your calls at 800. Missed it here. 800-313-94.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
For world peace. I mean, to me, you know, I've been accused and demonized the way McCarthy was for going after the communists. They've been called racist. I've been called anti-Semitic. And none of that is true. I must be hitting it right and getting it right to get this kind of opposition and this kind of demonization the same way McCarthy did.
Well, Clay, it's a virtue to be called a terrorist by the true terrorist. Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Demons always accuse others of being demons because they live on an artificial, parasitical identity borrowed from the innocence that they glean from society. If they have the media, they can paint you and me and Jesus Christ and all the prophets as terrorists, then they have this halo around themselves that people look up to them as saviors of society. And look at the Pharisees. The Lord said to them, "You are all whitewashed sepulchers who look so good on the outside, but within it's they filled with dead men's bodies and bones." That's meaning you live on assassinating your opponent rather than arguing and succeeding in the discussion. You see, that's the way of Cain.
Yes.
Way of Cain.
Yes, that's what they've been doing for thousands of years.
Okay,
they haven't changed their tactics at all.
Of course, but whose responsibility it is? Is it theirs? You are going to convert them? They can't be converted. They can't be converted. Even the Christians today that are in the churches today, that are gullible and have gone sour on God, like this salt we were talking about. They went bad. They lost the Savior. They lost Christ in their faith. And they are holding to a program that the Lord said himself, he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, because the leaven of the Pharisees destroy the Word of God. There is nothing on the face of the earth that would destroy and render the Word of God on a none effect except the leaven of the Pharisee. And it permeates as the leaven all the minds of the educational system and the pulpits in the church and the politics of the government.
I've often said that, made this comment on the show today, that the money changers Jesus ran out of the temple are still with us. They just changed the name of the temple. And the Pharisees are still with us. They just call themselves Zionists now, don't they?
Yes, but they don't blame them. They found an empty house. Just like the Lord said, when the evil spirit leaves the house, he goes to regions without water, and then he comes back with seven others, until the end of that man is worse than his beginning. This is what happened. They found a Christian mind void of reality, void of kingdom association, kingdom duties and obligation, void, and they filled it with their trash.
All right. I want to ask you about the different religions here when we get back, because I really value your take on this. We got to take a break. If you want to call in, our number's 800-313-9443. And we'll be right back with Robert Booty.
Okay.
With recent